Congratulations, you. You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, you are.
I'm currently joined by the Flamingo Pier Boys, Luke Waller, Dom Jones, and Brad Craig. You're in Berlin, is that correct?
Correct. That's right.
Wow.
How are you doing? Thanks for having us.
Of course, of course. It's good down in Otsipoti. What's the situation in Berlin?
Hot. Really hot. It's like 31 degrees.
Mm.
And no air conditioning in buildings here, so you just get hot and sweaty, you know.
Yes, yes, you have to open the window, I think. That's more of a Dutch accent, not a German.
It's close.
Yeah. True, it is summer over in Europe. You forget that, eh? We're in the southern hemisphere, they're in the northern. That's how that works.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I'm sure it's probably a little chillier where you are right now.
It's okay. It's thankfully, it's weirdly, like, out of all the Dunedin winters I've had, it's the least bad. Yeah, it's kind of eerie in a way, but it's nice, I guess. How goes the tour? You all are currently in Europe. You recently left the US. How goes all that?
Yeah, we just had our first sort of US adventure, if you will. Our first proper tour there, and we basically drove 5,000 miles from LA up the coast and then across the top, all the way to New York. So it was a proper adventure of a lot of gas stations.
Nice.
A lot of Red Bull.
Mm-hmm. Some really special shows.
But some amazing shows, yeah. Mm. Incredible shows.
Just like a couple.
We played at the Troubadour in LA, which is a super famous small venue, which a lot of greats have played at, and the bouncer had been there for 35 years, and he was like, "Oh, this is the private entrance round the back that Prince would come in whenever he would just show up randomly play." And,
that's amazing.
You know, just like loads of them, like all the Pointer Sisters were in here, and you know they were just smoking cigs the whole time, and like just all these stories of people that really inspire us. So that was kind of surreal to play.
Yeah,
and and then being in places like Detroit, which is a lot of influential music for us comes out of that area, Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, across to New York. So, you know, the home of disco and house and all that it was really special to play in those places and to start building an audience in the US, basically.
Mm. Philadelphia, too, huge hub origin of disco as well. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. We didn't play in Philadelphia, but it was great to just be in that part of the world where you can feel that, you know, that this is where a lot of the influential music for yourself comes from, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very special, super special. Sounds like just a couple of Valley girls going across the country. Sounds like a great time. The band name Flamingo Pier comes from parties that you used to throw in London, which took place on a floating pontoon, which is kind of like a pier. And you guys at the time were surrounded by neon flamingos on that pontoon. When did these parties take place, and do you have any intention of recreating them, or have you recreated them?
Yep.
Well, we started out in 2014. We were all living together in a warehouse in Hackney Wick, which is a sort of an artist creative sort of area in the east part of London. And one of our good friends, Tom and Jess, they actually owned the cafe that we started the parties in, which was called the Counter Cafe. And they had a floating pontoon outside the cafe on the canal. And so it was kind of a very much a family affair from the start. Just interestingly, it all ended up being Kiwis together, strangely, but living in East London, and just, yeah, so we had a good time with that. And in terms of recreating them, we've sort of been doing parties the whole time the last 10 years, and whenever we go back to London, we always do at least one party there. And last year we actually did one at a place on the canal just up from where we started, called Crate, which is actually also owned by Tom and Jess. So we have been kind of keeping the story going, and it's been good. It's nice to be close to water, for sure.
Yeah, keeping that flame alive.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. I'm going to talk about the EP Supro here now. On the title track, the lyrics mentions that you're feeling Supro, and I'm curious to know, what does that feel like?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just a bit of a silly play on words, essentially. Like, the song's just about, you know, picking people up and picking yourself up when you've had tough times, and so positivity, essentially. And so it's like I'm feeling super, but the guitar amp that I play is a Supro, is the brand of guitar amp that I play. So I just thought it would be fun to say I'm feeling Supro, which is my guitar amp, instead of saying I'm feeling super. It's as simple as that.
very punny.
It's sick amps. It's sick amps.
Cracker.
Thank you for the sponsorship.
The plan for Flamingo Pier in 2024 is to release a part two of Supro, which will form a two-part album, with your current slated goal of being to the point of where you can release incredibly consistent, consistently incredible music, How do you sacrifice scarcity and improve on quality at the same time? Because usually that is a very tricky tightrope to walk.
I think we've sort of got to, like, balance between, like, in this day and age, you need to be releasing music, like, pretty quickly with Spotify and streaming. It's sort of just the way it goes. Mm. But the whole idea behind doing, like, double EP is it makes more sense if you're going to do, like, physical pressing, like, on vinyl. You know, people are more likely to, like, pay for a full-length album. So that's kind of the idea behind that. But, yeah, it is tricky these days, like, you have to keep the pace up, otherwise, like, you know, it's just relentless with stuff with streaming.
But I don't think we release like a huge amount of music. Like, we put out four tracks last year, three tracks this year. It's kind of in that. I feel like we definitely throw away stuff if we're not 100% into it. Yeah. We would never put out that we don't love and can't wait for people to hear. Mm-hmm. So definitely things get left on the board.
The thing is, you're always making new stuff. Mm. You know, it's not like you're like, okay, let's do this bit now. There's already lots of ideas coming through that could then become part of your next release. It's just whether you release that every 6 months or every year, you know, or whatever. But essentially, it's when you feel it's ready.
Mm. How do you? Yeah. Is it just a gut feeling then? Is it a very intuitive feeling when you know something's ready?
Yes, it's like you kind of relax into it. There's no more moments where you listen to the track where you get like a bit of anxiety about something that's too loud or something that's dragging your ear. If you can go through the whole track and you're like feeling good the whole time and there's no moment that you have of that, that's when you know it's done.
So kind of a process of elimination, kind of in that respect.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah. True. Are there any plans, have you planned the name out for the second EP yet, or is that still hush hush?
I mean, at this stage, it's going to be like Supro Part 2, but it's nothing yet. We'll see how it goes, kind of thing,
Yeah. Fair enough. And do you think you'll draw more into your disco influences here, or do you think you'll go somewhere else with it, or what's the vibe?
You can sort of do, almost like a house track, a disco track, and, like, maybe a poppier track. Like, we'd like to sort of mix the genres and not just like go full like one way or the other.
I think, you know, we're excited by all of those sounds, and it keeps us interested if we're not just hammering out the same thing every track. You know, it keeps, like, we like to have a bit of variety, but for it still to make sense as a coherent, like, body of music. But yeah, it'll be in the same vein for sure.
Cool. I'm very much looking forward to hearing it, because, I mean, Supro was just so fun and bouncy and dancey and brilliant. And also, I really like the neon kind of like almost vapor wavy aesthetic y'all got. It really complements the tunes.
Thanks. Yeah, we're stoked with the art for sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you'll have an NZ tour this year to promote Supro and maybe Supro Part 2?
No comment right now. Okay. We don't have anything locked in, but we do have almost half a year until we start festival season, so potentially, yeah, but nothing set in stone just yet. But yeah, we still haven't come and played in Dunedin live, so it would be really cool to come at some point. So yeah, we're really hoping to do that.
Yeah, it would be great to have you down. There's lots of venues that would love to have you down here, I'm sure.
That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, what other plans do you have after the EU tour? Are you just gonna chill out for a bit and focus on music, or are you gonna do other tours? What's the move?
Well, we definitely want to get straight back into the studio and get that humming, because we're sort of looking after meeting a lot of people in the States, and we've got a year-long visa We're hoping to get back there in spring next year, their spring, so say April, May 2025. Mm-hmm. So we've got to use that downtime to like make as much music as we can, and that's what we'll be doing when we get back. We also need to go to Australia at some point. We still haven't been there, so that's in the back burner at the moment. Sort of we're trying to make that happen. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Awesome. Sounds like you've got a very good schedule ahead of you.
Yeah, we definitely keep busy.
Nice, nice. Great to hear it. Well, thank you very much for coming on this morning. I think that concludes everything.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I hope you all get very rested because it's hard going in between countries all the time and doing lots of tours.
Right. We love it.
Yeah, we love it.
So you
thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. Take care. Alrighty, that was Luke Waller, Dom Jones, and Brad Craig from Flamingo Pierre talking about their new EP, Supro, which you can find all over the internet, and in particular on streaming services such as Spotify. It is 8:38 here on the Radio 1 Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi Breakfast Show. Up next, we have the Rare Times Gig Guide. But first, here is Flamingo Pierre with their banger of all bangers, Supro, from their new EP, Supro. Take care. I'll see you all shortly. Thank you for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.